We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
There goes Dorian. The monster storm is now heading out to sea without a lot of trouble here. Let's get the latest live with AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Yeah, Kathleen, the storm a couple hundred miles to the southeast of Cape Cod this morning, and that's where most of the rain is at this point. Around here, we're still going to have some issues locally with the threat for rough surf and rip currents at the beaches today. So even though it's going to turn into a pretty nice day, keep that in mind if you're headed to the beaches. Tomorrow, definitely the better beach day. We even have a threat for some minor coastal flooding into early this evening as well. But that's going to be about it. Like I said, we're back to sunshine today. There will be a bit of a breeze thanks to Dorian, but that will diminish later in the day.
So did you lose phone and cable service last night? You're not the only one. Thousands of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut Optimum and AT&T customers were out for much of the evening. At the worst of the outage, more than 14,000 Optimum customers, more than 650 AT&T customers were down. The problem also affected T-Mobile, Fitbit, and Fortnite, among many other services. Some emergency services apparently affected, too. The main phone went down at Croton on Hudson Police, leading them to remind people to call 911 instead. It's still unclear what caused all of this, but just before 1 a.m., Optimum said service was starting to come back online. An ugly attack on a couple of city EMTs this week. Police say two men went after the FDNY medics outside Mount Sinai West Hospital early Wednesday. Ambulance brought them there, and they got into an argument with a head nurse. The men ran back to the ambulance and demanded a ride to another hospital. The EMTs said no. The guys punched and pepper sprayed them. Both now recovering, the two men face felony assault charges. Almost exactly 18 years since 9/11, there is a new study showing more health risk for the first responders.
9,800 firefighters were studied, and they found that the risk of suffering a heart problem was 44% greater if they arrived at ground zero before noon on 9/11. And that's compared to firefighters who arrived hours or days later. Attorney Michael Barish represents 15,000 of the people in the 9/11 community.
So many of them over the years have told me about their heart attacks, their bypass surgery, and yet I haven't been able to get them the free health care that they deserve.
So they found a higher risk for heart problems, but no direct link. Barish says if heart problems are added to the illnesses covered under the 9/11 compensation fund, it would be really helpful. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds News.
Just stop vaping. That is a stark warning from federal health officials with five deaths and hundreds of illnesses apparently related to it. This word comes with at least 34 people in New York and five in Connecticut confirmed as suffering lung disease possibly related to e-cigs or other vaping products. He will be arrested. That simple promise from NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill about the guy who threw milk on a police officer in the Bronx this week. O'Neill told WFAN's Boomer and Geo that actions have consequences and people need to understand that if they disrespect cops, something is going to happen. The incident happened Tuesday when officers were evacuating people from a building fire. Crowd turned angry, demanded to be let back in. There was a scuffle. One guy came out of a bodega and threw the open half gallon at an officer before running off. Two other people were arrested, but this guy's still out there. Anybody with info is asked to call Crime Stoppers. Well, it's your chance this weekend to find a strut partner or a stretch partner. Our Susan Richard explains.
It's all ahead of Best Friends Animal Society's Strut Your Mutt, a huge dog walkathon coming up Saturday, October 5th at Pier 84 on Manhattan's West Side, for which 1010 Winds is the official media partner, and I will MC. Spokeswoman Hannah Stember.
A strut partner is finding a dog that you can actually bring with you to strut on Strut Your Mutt Day. Finding a stretch partner is finding a cat or a kitten that you can't actually bring on the day, but they can stretch, they can warm up and get ready for the big event.
Best Friends is at 307 West Broadway, Manhattan, with adoption fees only $15 this weekend for all animals 6 months and older. Get more info and a video tour at 1010winds.com. Susan Richard, 1010 Winds News.
The woman accused of fatally drugging a well-known chef and two other men is under investigation in more cases. Police say 41-year-old Angela Barini, described as a prostitute from Queens, may have been involved in several cases. Chief of Detective Dermot Shea.
We believe there's at least four fatal overdoses. There's a number of non-fatal overdoses, and that work is still going on, in terms of how broad this was.
Barini is accused of giving Chef Andrea Zamperoni and the other men a fentanyl-laced drug cocktail, then robbing them once they were unconscious. She was arrested on federal drug charges after Zamperoni's body was found last month. No comment so far from her lawyer.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.